Wow! Adventures in Odyssey!
For a pair of intrepid young detectives, mysteries can come at you from any direction.
But for the Jones and Parker Detective Agency, they've been coming from no direction.
You got that right. Ever since the failed case of the locker-unlocker...
Which we won't mention here.
Jones and Parker have had a dry spell going that would make Death Valley look like the French Riviera.
Which led Emily to a different kind of case. We were at the library, and she was reading a mystery novel.
Nothing wrong with that.
Unless you're reading and walking, which is why that mystery was suddenly interrupted.
Hi, Emily. Matthew.
Hey. Oh, Maury, hi. I'm so sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going.
Oh, it's okay. I've done the same thing myself.
Here, I'll help you pick up your books.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, thanks.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Why were you carrying so many?
Oh, research for school. Big report on the Nazi Enigma machine. What were you reading?
Scandal on the Trans-Siberian by Mary Malloway. See?
Oh, mystery novel, huh? Oh, there's another one here by Malloway. Must be yours.
No, it's not mine. And Malloway didn't write it anyway.
But her name's on the cover, Writer's Ruse, by Mary Malloway.
Let me see that. Huh. I've read every Mary Malloway novel at least 10 times, and I've never heard of one called Writer's Ruse.
Maybe it's a different Mary Malloway.
No, this is her picture on the back.
Huh. Isn't it nice when you come across something new by a favorite author, especially...
No. This could be a forgotten or lost manuscript from one of the greatest mystery writers of all time. If it is, this could be the literary find of the century.
The literary find of the century? Weren't you being a little overdramatic?
Spoken like someone who has never read a Malloway mystery. This had the potential to be big. And it got bigger when I opened the first page and found... It's a handwritten inscription. My darling magpie, Anne West and her missing 11 days will soon and sure lead you out of the maze. If you need help, there's more to come from the pictures with meaning behind them. Love always, Auntie Mary, June 1975.
You think Auntie Mary is Mary Malloway?
Who else?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We need to find out if it's authentic first.
You're right. Okay, let's study the inscription.
The name Anne West sounds familiar.
She's a British writer. She does spy novels.
Who could my darling magpie be? Do you know anyone from Mary's history?
It doesn't sound familiar, but I do know that Mary was an only child.
Why does that matter?
It's signed Auntie Mary. She'd have to have a sister or brother with kids to be an aunt. But I'm most interested in the date, June 1975. That's when Mary died.
So this may have been one of the last things she wrote.
What are you doing?
Studying this book. I'm guessing it was self-published. Mary may have put it together herself instead of going through a company. Which could mean that this is the only copy.
Oh, that would make it more valuable, right?
Yes! We have to find out where this book came from and why it's here of all places. There should be a mark... There! DBFE23.
Which means?
It's a library donor code. It tells who gave the book to the library.
Huh. Can you look that up?
No, I've tried before. The library doesn't have an easy way to do that.
Oh, so how will you guys...
Fortunately, I know the library's board secretary, Mr. Whitaker. If anyone knows who donated that book, he would. Okay, Matthew, let's divide and conquer. I'll take this book to Mr. Whitaker, and you find out everything you can about Anne West, especially the missing days.
Aye, aye.
And Maury,
I'll go back to my reading.
You don't want to investigate with us?
Oh, nah. You guys are the experts. I just get in the way. But if there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
Will do. Okay, we'll meet back here in an hour, Matthew. I practically flew to Wit's End. It was so good to be back on a case. I expected to have to go through a few hoops to find the donor, but Mr. Whitaker said...
Well, I can look up the donor right now. Just let me get my laptop going. It'll take a minute. So you think Mary Malloway wrote a secret story?
I sure hope so, for the mystery's sake, if not for hers. It seems like that's the theme of most of our mysteries. Someone has a secret to hide. If no one had any secrets, Jones and Parker would be out of business.
Well, there are good reasons for keeping secrets too, you know.
Like a surprise party?
Well, I'm thinking bigger. In fact, Proverbs says that a trustworthy person keeps a secret.
But doesn't keeping a secret mean you have something to hide, like a sin?
Well, sometimes. But keeping secrets isn't necessarily sinful. Well, think of Queen Esther in the Bible. She hid the fact that she was a Jew, and it became part of God's plan to save his people.
That's true.
Even Jesus asked his people to keep some of his miracles secret. God's concerned with how secrets are used and why they're kept in the first place. Is keeping the secret protecting others or hurting others? The same if we reveal a secret. Is telling the secret helping or hurting someone? And of course, God knows all our secrets. All right, here we go. This is the donor base file, and what is the book number?
Hold on. Huh. That's weird. I know I put it in here. Huh. Where is it?
You don't have the book?
No. All I have is Encoding the Enigma.
Which you didn't have before?
No. Maury said something about researching the Enigma machine. But I'm sure I put Malloway's book in here. Oh, no. What if I lost it?
Well, maybe Maury just got his book confused with yours. Now, don't panic.
Don't panic? What's likely the only copy of Mary Malloway's undiscovered final novel has gone missing, and I shouldn't panic?
No, because you can't think clearly when you panic.
Oh, you're right.
I can still look up where the book came from. You don't happen to remember the donor number, do you?
DBFE23
stands for Donor Base, Fergus Estate, Lot 23.
A Fergus Estate? What's that?
Well, I'm not sure. There's no address or contact information. No, nothing beyond what I just said.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Emily.
Oh, no. Jones and Parker are back. We're not going to let a little thing like a dead end or a missing book stop us. We're solving this case.
Oh, you have another idea?
Maybe. Is it possible that the Fergus Estate donated more than books? What if they gave the library money, too?
Well, it's a long shot, but it's not a bad lead. You could check through the donor archives.
Ooh, where are they?
Back at the library, in the basement.
Meanwhile, I was doing my job at the library. Unfortunately, the library's computer system was on the fritz, so I went to the research assistant, who turned out to be...
Greetings and salutations, Matthew.
What are you doing here, Eugene? I thought you worked at the college.
Oh, indeed I do. But I also think it prudent to volunteer at the library from time to time. how may I be of assistance to you?
I need to know about an author named Anne West.
Anne West. Very well. Anne West lived in London from 1905 to 1975 and wrote spy novels about and during the Cold War, a period of geopolitical tension that existed in the second half of the 20th century. On one side were communist countries such as the USSR.
Hold on. Hmm? Go back to Anne West. You said she wrote spy novels.
Oh, indeed. And spy novels with such specific details that many believe she was secretly a spy herself.
Oh.
Or closely connected to actual spies.
How about 11 Missing Days? Does that mean anything to you?
To put it succinctly, yes. I believe it was in early December 1955, Anne went completely missing.
Meaning?
No one, not even her husband, knew where she was. Her disappearance initiated one of the largest manhunts ever mounted. She was finally found at a local inn, claiming to have no memory of the near fortnight she was absent.
What really happened?
It remains a mystery to this day. Some suspected that it was merely an elaborate publicity stunt for her latest novel, but no one, aside from perhaps Anne West herself, will ever know for certain.
I'm not too sure about that. I did some more research, and then exactly 60 minutes after she left, Emily came running into the library.
Oh, Matthew, please tell me you have the writer's ruse book.
No! You took it with you, remember?
But I don't have it. I have one of Maury's books instead.
What?
That's why I was desperately hoping you had it.
Sorry. I haven't seen Maury since you left. But wait until you hear about... And Then I told you everything I learned about Anne West and the missing days.
And how you couldn't find any connection between her and Malloway, and no mention of Magpie either.
Right. So then we headed down to the archives to investigate that donor list Mr. Whitaker mentioned. There are a lot of files here.
Oh, come on. This is nothing for detectives on a case. After searching for a few minutes...
Hours.
30 minutes.
At least 90.
45 tops. You found...
The Fergus estate file!
Ooh, what's it say?
Looks like the Fergus family donated a bunch of books over the years.
Does it list the titles?
No, just the lot numbers. Here's number 23, the one we're interested in. See?
The lot was donated June 30th, 1975. That's a few days after Malloway died, and right after she wrote that inscription. If it's authentic, of course.
And look at this. Dr. Nancy Fergus donated money to build a new historical wing.
So if we're going to find out more about the book, we need to find out more about Nancy Fergus.
But how do we find her? There's still no phone number or address.
If she's rich enough to donate a whole wing to the library, she probably made the news now and then. We should check back issues of the Odyssey Times.
Are they here?
That would have been too easy if all the newspaper archives were at the library. Eugene said that.
The archives here go back to 1987. I've been meaning to ensure the library is proper.
He said a lot of other things, too. But eventually, he told us that we could find the back issues at the Times building downtown.
But I was starting to get really worried that the book itself was still missing. So while Matthew went over to look through the newspapers, I went to look for Maury. I went to his house, but nobody was home. I checked Wits End, the park, the school, nothing. No Maury. I couldn't waste any more time, so I met Matthew at the newspaper office to see what he found, which was...
a real doozy. Look at this picture.
Odyssey General Hospital welcomes Dr. Nancy Fergus to the staff. Dr. Fergus is pictured with her daughter Maggie and visiting author Mary Malloway. Mary Malloway, that's it! There's the connection between Malloway and Fergus in black and white.
It's actually grayscale.
Oh, nice work, Matthew.
That's not all. Look at the date on the picture.
December 10th, 1955.
Uh-huh.
You're not gonna tell me.
Oh, yeah. That's smack in the middle of Anne West's 11 missing days.
Matthew, West's missing 11 days are the same time that Malloway was in Odyssey, and when Dr. Fergus moved to town with her daughter.
Speaking of her daughter...
Maggie?
Does that name sound familiar?
Maggie. Magpie!
Mm-hmm. The inscription was written to my darling Magpie.
You're right! Okay, so Mary wrote a note to Dr. Fergus's daughter.
By the sounds of it, she may have written the whole book for her.
We have got to find that book. Do you think Maury took it on purpose to keep us from solving this case?
Why would you think that?
I'm a detective. I'm suspicious of everyone.
I don't know about that, but there's something else here you should see.
You found something more about Nancy?
Not really, but I did find something about her daughter Maggie. Her married name was Maggie Fredericks, and she was a teacher at Odyssey Middle School.
Okay.
At the same time, someone else was a teacher there.
Oh, yes, yes. I remember Maggie. We both taught literature and English.
Did you know about her connection to Mary Malloway?
Well, she never said anything about that.
How about her mother, Nancy Fergus?
No, sorry.
Did she ever mention Anne West or the 11 missing days?
No, I'm afraid it didn't come up in the teacher's lounge.
Rats!
I'll start researching Maggie online. There are bound to be details we haven't found yet.
Yeah, and the school may have records. I'll check there. Maybe we can locate her family members. They may have her diaries or old letters or something, receipts.
I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Why don't you talk to Maggie? She still lives over on Elm Street.
Wait, you just happen to still know where she lives?
We keep in touch, yes.
It seemed like every time the path of our mystery was about to hit a brick wall, we magically found a hidden door. So despite the missing book, we were still moving forward.
I do remember that book now that you mention it, but I never noticed the inscription. And that book must have gotten mixed in the boxes I donated to the library.
Mary wasn't your actual aunt, was she?
Not by blood, no. But she was such a close friend that I always called her Auntie Mary.
Oh, I wish we had the book so you could see the inscription. Do you know what Mary meant about Anne West's 11 missing days?
No. My mother never mentioned Anne West, nor did Mary.
Do you know why Mary was with your mom when she moved to town when you were a baby?
They were close friends. She probably wanted to help Mom settle in.
What about the pictures with meaning behind them?
It's a photo album Mary gave me.
Wait, a photo album?
Right here on my bookshelf. But it's just a book of pictures, nothing more. See for yourselves. Mary never explained these. I think she got so caught up in making mysteries that she sometimes forgot to explain them. The only thing written on the whole album is the title, Pictures with Meaning Behind Them.
So, what's behind them?
What?
What's written on the back of the pictures? That's what the title means, right?
I never looked. Do you think that's true? That there's something on the back of these pictures?
May we?
Yes, please. Oh, goodness, you're right.
Wow.
That's Mary's handwriting. What does it say? Please, read it.
You want us to read them?
Why not?
But they're written for you.
Oh, it's all right. You two are the ones solving this mystery anyway. Go ahead.
Okay. Dearest Magpie, here is where I first met Charlotte. Yes, that was your mother's real name. I was always looking for a new angle for one of my stories. And who better to give me one than an actual spy?
What does the next one say, Matthew?
All right. It took time for Charlotte to confide her secrets in me. But as this photo shows, we soon became inseparable friends and trusted each other with our lives. I knew her secret identity as a spy, and she knew my secret, that I was both Anne West and Mary Malloway.
She was both writers.
So she was hiding something. Keep reading, Emily.
Okay. Which brings us to this room. The British government knew that a spy from the other side had been killed in the line of duty.
Oh.
They sent your mother to see if the other woman had left any secrets in her hotel. She had left something. It was you, dearest Magpie.
Me? What does the next one say?
She called me to the hotel, and I immediately left everything to come help her. And you. Turning you over to some government official was simply unthinkable. She would be the one to raise you.
I'm adopted? And my mother was a spy?
It sounds like it.
Keep reading, Emily, please.
Okay. It took 11 days and nights and a great deal of money and every contact we had just to get away. You'd be surprised how many useful people I knew from my research.
Oh.
Hey, look! It's the same photo from the newspaper.
I wonder how that got here.
Keep reading.
I brought both of you here. She changed her name from Charlotte to Nancy Fergus, mother of a sweet girl named Maggie, in a small town in America.
We kept the secret for decades. I maintained both of my identities. And my missing days only added to my popularity.
Oh.
How delicious secrets can be.
But your mother wanted you to know about your heritage eventually. She made me promise to tell you in the right way after she was gone. And so now you know. I trust that the book and these photos will fill in all the details. Love always, Auntie Mary, June 1975.
Oh my goodness. Wasn't that a satisfying mystery?
Yes, very satisfying.
I mean, it's almost impossible to believe, isn't it?
You know, I was just thinking the exact same thing.
Sorry?
I think Emily means, you really expect us to believe all this?
What?
No disrespect, Mrs. Fredericks, but did you really think that Jones and Parker would fall for this? There's been something fishy about this mystery all along.
I beg your pardon.
For starters, if Mary / Anne was really going to America to hide you and your mother, why in the world would she pose for a newspaper picture?
Well, you'd have to ask Mary or my mother. I don't know.
And no one ever noticed that Mary Malloway and Anne West look exactly the same?
Well, how should I know? I didn't know anything about this until you read what was written on those pictures.
And that's another thing. If Mary / Anne was smuggling you both into America, why would she stop and take pictures?
Well, because
Really? You just learned that your real mother was a spy, and her best friend covered up your heritage all these years, and the first thing you say is, wasn't that a satisfying mystery?
Well, I think you have a good point.
What's really going on here?
Ah, Emily, Matthew, you're both good at this, very good.
Is Maggie Fredericks your real name?
No. It's Eden Hope.
Then why did Mr. Whittaker say he taught with you at middle school?
Whit, can you answer that?
She actually did teach with me, but we changed her name to help you see the mystery through.
Mr. Whittaker, what are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to see how this ended.
All that talk about secrets at Whit's End. You were trying to give me a clue, weren't you?
Well, actually, I...
No, wait a minute. It goes back even further. That picture in the newspaper archives, the records of the library donors, that all had to be planted. Eugene was in on this too.
Indeed I was. Although I only agreed to forge information provided that we would reveal the full truth eventually.
You wanted to see how it ended too.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
And I'm still wondering, did you set all this up, Mr. Whittaker?
Well...
Hold it! There's more to this than Eugene and Mr. Whittaker. Hmm. There's at least one more person involved.
Who?
Maury Rydell. Oh. He's the one who planted and then stole the book at the library.
Oh, guilty as charged.
Is the whole town hiding back there?
Nah. I was going to have Dale Jacobs come because he got us access to the Odyssey Times. Oh, and Connie shot the pictures. And...
But why? Why would you do all of this?
You two have been moping around for weeks, complaining that you haven't had any cases to solve. So I figured I'd give you one.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get everyone else in on this?
Maury came to us with his plan, and I thought it had merit.
He was certain that an exercise such as this would get you out of your general malaise and back to normal.
So the question is, was he right? Did you enjoy solving the case?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. It was pretty fun. How about you, Matthew?
Oh, yeah. I never feel more alive than whenever I'm solving a mystery with Emily.
So, I guess I have to say thank you, Mr. Whittaker, and thank you, Eugene, and thank you, Maggie.
Eden.
Oh, right.
And thank you, Maury. It was really kind of you to do this for us.
Oh, don't mention it. You guys were great. Even faster than I thought you'd be. Oh, here.
The writer's ruse book.
I had to switch it out earlier so you wouldn't look through it. You would have realized very quickly that it wasn't really a Mary Malloway story. Still, I thought you'd want to keep it as a memento of your most unusual case.
And that was the secret of the writer's ruse.
It really scratched that mystery-solving itch that had been bugging us. No one can uncover secrets better than Jones and Parker.
Nope.
I have to admit, they were good. It was a risk to show them a page of my playbook like that. But it was worth it to see if they could keep up with me. And of course, they couldn't. No one could. I shouldn't have expected that anyone would be that good. Not in this town.
Dear Lord, there was something about that moment that wasn't right. Maury said he wanted to make Emily and Matthew feel better. And there's more to it than that. There's a secret here that feels unsettling. You're the revealer of secrets, Lord. If there's something more to this, something I need to do, please make it clear to me.
It's obvious that Maury's up to something and that Whit suspects him. Who will stay a step ahead? We'll find out on future adventures. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Secret of the Writer's Ruse was written by Bob Hoos, Phil Lawler, and Nathan Hubler, and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Christina Pacelli, Justin Failbinger, Andre Stoika, Will Ryan, Atticus Schaefer, and Reva Rose. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.